There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
America tonight, across the land, we have another candidate in the race to become president in 2016. That would be Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky. So that makes two favored by the Tea Party who are in for the GOP. Rand Paul successfully at CPAC has won the straw poll several times. He definitely has a following, more libertarian style following probably than anything else. He has some similarities to Ted Cruz. Let's see who's next. Do either one of these two excite you, and how much of a chance do you give them in the end to win? Even if you like them and think they're nice guys and, ooh, I like some of what I've seen, I'm saying handicap it like a sporting event, like the chances you would give Tiger Woods to win the Masters. The odds that he'll make the cut, not very good in England where they bet on such things. It's over 100-1. And Tiger Woods isn't even in the top 100 when it comes to the world of professional golf on the men's side of things. So if you were the handicapper, what kind of a chance do you give Rand Paul versus Ted Cruz and the rest of what we think will be the field? And somebody said this to me today. If you could have your fantasy candidate, who would it be? I said, I don't know that I've met that fantasy candidate yet, or he's not distinguishable to me at this point. It could, you know, I'm not sure. I like Bobby Jindal, who's the, of course, governor of Louisiana. I've had the pleasure of spending a little bit of time with him, a little brush with him, and I don't know, to me, I like what he stands for. I like how he handled some of the nasty business in the Gulf area. And I feel like he's an authentic guy. I mean, to me, authenticity is so key. And, you know, really with Rand Paul and Ted Cruz, I think they are what they portray themselves to be. I do. I mean, do I have a crystal ball and kind of look through and completely zero in on everybody's personality and their personality traits? You know, there's people who get paid just way too much money to do such things, those kind, the kind of tests that you take. But I really feel, after interviewing over 12,000 people and being around a lot of people, and especially politicians, I really do feel like they are who they say they are. Whatever you like or don't like about either one of them, I think you get the authentic person as much as you can in politics. Because it is about getting elected. And there are handlers and people that do their own handicapping because they want the candidate to win the polls and to ultimately win the nomination. And that's why you hire those people, because you have to have campaign people. Because both of them, let's face it, are still senators and are working on representing their states as they go about the business of trying to get the nomination on the Republican side of things. So either way, you would have to have a very strong campaign core, a group of people who really, the brain trust, who really know how to get you elected in a very interesting time in our political history. Would you think I was crazy if I told you, and I have said this before, that it's $1 billion, it'll cost you $1 billion to become president? Some Joe Schmo with a great idea and a real sense of pride in being an American and well-versed on the major problems that we face in this country is not electable as president of the United States. Not electable. You have to have the backing. So that's number one. wherever it comes from, the PACs, the whoever, they have to be there for you. And listen, it's not lost on Rand Paul. It's not lost on Ted Cruz. I think that's why they jumped out here early. What can they do? How can they maneuver? What can their campaign people do? How do they get the edge, keep the edge, and sew up that goodwill that leads to votes, that leads to people spreading the word, that leads to PACs being formed? And the key is to get as much of that dough as possible. It's kind of like Monopoly. You know, you want it to go around. What were you looking for? Park Place, Boardwalk, you know what I'm talking about. How many times was I that race car, by the way? Going around the board, staying out of jail, collecting the cash, get the cash. So it is that race to be able to do that. Which is why it infuriates, I know, many of you who have written me lengthy emails about this, that Jeb Bush stands a pretty good chance to maybe get the nomination for the Republicans because he's the legacy guy. Because the Bush family can raise money in an instant. Snap your fingers and they can deliver the goods. And when you have $1 billion hanging over your head, you have to have the spots out. You have to have those commercials in key areas. And Jeb Bush's family can, certainly with their political cachet, they can afford to make that happen. Rand Paul has some of that. Ted Cruz has some of that panache. But is it enough to trump a legacy? It's like in the fraternities when they call it Russian, when people are rushing for a fraternity, and they'll say this term, oh, so-and-so is a legacy. So-and-so is a legacy. Meaning they're a lock. They're pretty much, you got to vote yes for them, and they're going to take a spot of however many your pledge classes, because they're a legacy. Because somebody in their family, their father, their grandfather, who knows how far up the line, they were in that fraternity. And it's weird, in a sense, to make that stretch to compare a fraternity to the presidency, but there is something to that. Because what is owed by so many people? Who is going to jump in line for Jeb Bush? And the answer is a lot of people will do that. A lot of people will do that for his father. A lot of people will do that for his brother. And now here he is, and they can call in every single chip that they ever had. And then you look at Rand Paul and Ted Cruz, and guess what? They split the Tea Party. They split it, basically. Because some people in the Tea Party still embrace Rand Paul, still, not as many as used to. And Ted Cruz absolutely has the Tea Party behind him. So you wonder, who's next? Who jumps into this next? Coming up on America Tonight, we're going to talk with Dawn Zier in our weekly edition of It's Your Business. What's it like to be the CEO of Nutrisystem? We've talked to her in the past, but not about the business side of things and having a mentor. That happens a lot in politics. Mentorship helps people jump up the chain, for sure. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Very excited to talk once again to Dawn Zier. And as you all know, she is the CEO of Nutrisystem. And it's funny, I realize everybody's heard me talk about Philly and how much I miss Wawa Coffee and South Jersey and the Jersey Shore. And lo and behold, Dawn is right in that location. So we like her even more now. And she recently wrote a story for the Philadelphia Business Journal. And we've also talked about this a lot on the show. And it's called You Never Outgrow the Need for Mentors. Dawn, once again, thanks for coming back on. We appreciate it.
Great to be here, Kate. Thank you.
So here's the thing. You're now what at the pinnacle, some would say. I mean, certainly, CEO of Nutrisystem, big company, a well-known company. Do you still, I can imagine along the way you had mentors, but do you still have one or more mentors now?
I most definitely do. As I think you rise up in an organization, it actually gets lonelier at the top, less people to turn to. And I think it's really important to have trusted advisors and people that you can use as a sounding board.
Why do you think mentors is, you know, you say it gets lonely at the top, and I agree with you there. That's why also a lot of people have mastermind groups and mentors, and there's different forms of that. But why is it so important? There's people listening to us on all ends of the spectrum. Why is it so important to help us at the beginning of our careers as well, because the other people know the way and they can tell you things to avoid and encourage you when you get low or that kind of thing?
Yeah, I think it's all of that, I think a mentor, and I do believe that mentor-mentee relationships can't be assigned. They have to be found. It has to be a connection that you find with somebody, somebody who's willing to take you under their wings, if you will. And I've been really fortunate throughout my career to have had those opportunities. But, yeah, there are a lot of mistakes you can make early on or just not knowledge of which direction to proceed in. So if somebody's there to help you along the way, it really makes I've found that it makes a huge difference.
Yeah. In the article that I mentioned where you talk about that, you say that your parents were your first and best mentors. Why were they your best mentors? I understand the first. Why were they your best?
I think, you know, part of mentorship is also cheerleading to some extent, but also keeping you honest and humble, so not letting you kind of get ahead of yourself. And with my parents, you know, they always were my biggest champions, but also, you know, always encouraged me to be the best that you can be and not to be afraid to take risks and, you know, that you can always kind of auto-correct if things don't go exactly as planned. But just knowing that, you know, my mom and my dad were there to encourage me and really to say, you know, it was always like, you know, you don't need to get an A. You just need to do the best that you can. And I think that's a life lesson that I've taken with me and certainly, you know, tell my children as well, you know, be the best that you can. Don't accept second rate for yourself. Be the best, your personal best. And I think that's important. I think that's great advice and has stuck with me from day one.
Yeah, I love that. You know, something that happens to a lot of people along the way, and even as you rise up in your career, I think some of us, especially if we have type A personalities or we have that horrible problem of perfectionism, you have these goals that are overwhelming. Do you find that sometimes that's the problem? Instead of, you know, what do they say? You take one bite at a time, but do you find that, and it's perfectly apropos for Nutrisystem, by the way. So do you think that sometimes is the problem, that our goals or there's just lists are too long?
Yeah, I think I love the phrase bite-sized goals for obvious reasons, as you said. And I think to be able to, you know, look at where you want to go and take a path for how you're going to get there, whether it's being your personal goals or your professional goals, is really important. And then to have somebody that can help you and talk that through with you in terms of what's the best path. And I know even today, you know, there are people that I talk to on a regular basis that will say, have you thought about it this way, or maybe you should consider that. And it's extremely valuable. And as we tend to, you know, get wiser and older, we also tend to listen less and, you know, be more, you know, confident that everything we're doing is 100% right and nothing could be further from the truth, probably. So I think it's always important to have those people that you trust who can say, hey, you know, think about it a little differently, or, you know, you might not be 100% right here. But you have to be willing to listen. I think as we get older, sometimes it gets harder to listen.
Boy, isn't that the truth. And then when you know, usually if you have some mentors, then usually you kind of flip it around and you become a mentor. A lot of times it just naturally happens, like you said, because I agree with that. You can't necessarily go hunting for a mentor. Sometimes I think the best is where it naturally happens. Do you find that you're mentoring people?
Yeah, and I love it. I mean, it's the perfect give back because, again, I feel that I've been so fortunate throughout my career to have three or four people that have really, you know, gone out of their way to help me, to have taken me under their wings, if you are, you know. And it's been through all phases of my career. It's been even, you know, getting used to being on a board, things like that, you know. So it's been through all phases. But, you know, one of the things that I love doing now is really talking to people who are starting out in their career. And, you know, if there are people that impress me, again, you know, this is where, you know, I would never want to be assigned somebody to mentor. But if there are people out there that impress me, I will pretty much go very out of my way to help them and to give them advice and to really, you know, try to tell them lessons that I learned along my path and try to make it relevant for them.
Yeah, I love that. And there is something, when you're a mentor, there is something that you get back that in some ways is indescribable. Do you get that feeling?
Absolutely. It's almost like a pride.
Yeah.
Like when they do well, you feel like you're doing well. It's almost like a maternal instinct, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you 100%. Did you ever think, you know, where you are now, Dawn? This is like my favorite thing to ask people. Did you think this is where you were going to end? Did you think you were going to end up where you are now? Was this your goal?
No, this, I would say this wasn't my stated goal. I would say, again, I was always interested in business, always wanted to do well. But, you know, what I find is that, you know, one of the important lessons I learned from one of my mentors along the way is really to embrace change and to be open to opportunities as they present themselves to you. And I think that's a great lesson because, you know, the one thing we can be certain of in life is that things will change, and they do. And, you know, you just have to be open to the opportunities and make the most of the opportunities that you're given. And again, you know, I feel that I've been incredibly fortunate.
Yeah. And you, you know, you start off and you're a businesswoman and you have a master's degree from MIT. And boy, it's really competitive at MIT and especially for mm-hmm. females, although now there's plenty of females at MIT. But of course, it's been different over the years. What was that like, the competition at MIT?
Well, it's hard, right? Because again, you know, you're in a pool of people where everybody is pretty smart. But again, I think if you follow your passion, that's another thing I'm really, you're going to do best if you do something you feel passionate about. And that's what I always advise, you know, younger people is to follow your passion. And even, you know, you don't always need to know exactly the path that you're going because that will form as you go on your way. And you can always, like I said, autocorrect a little bit.
Yeah.
But, I think passion is really important and really, you know, wanting to do something.
Yeah. As a CEO of Nutrisystem, so you're, you know, at the top, and you said in the beginning how it can be lonely at the top, and you're glad that you have people who are mentors to you. When you run an organization that's flexible, that's ever-changing, that's mm-hmm. right there, and the consumers and tackling the issues and all of that, do you find that you can see people in your organization, you can sometimes pick them out and say, wow, I had no idea that they were that creative or they gave me something extra in the meeting. Do you find that that helps a lot to not separate you as much from everybody else in the organization?
Oh, definitely. I love, you know, it's really great because what I find is that when you ask people to rise to the situation, or especially if you're going through a difficult time, it's amazing what people will do when they're rallying with you. And the creativity, the insights, again, that passion to win is so important. And you know, certainly in my 2 years at Nutrisystem, it's been, you know, great to see certain people in the organization really separate themselves from the others and, you know, help us achieve great things along the way.
Yeah, and do you have, I wonder this because every industry is different. Is there as many men involved in Nutrisystem as women, or do you just skew to the best person?
In terms of talent?
Yeah, in terms of talent.
I tend to try to be pretty agnostic about that. I'm looking for talent in every, you know, shape, size, and form that I can find. I think, you know, a lot of talent in across all different groups.
Yeah, and of course, men are on Nutrisystem too. I probably didn't mention this. I'll mention it on air because he's my favorite cousin. It just so happens I have a cousin named John Fitzgerald, and he lives in Chicago, and he wrote me and he lost 30 pounds on Nutrisystem. Feels great.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, 25% of our customers are men.
Yeah,
so that's great.
He said it's great. He said it. He from the very beginning, was easy to follow along, and he got excited, and he did mm-hmm. he did the quick five, you know, your fast five. He did that, and he said that really hooked him in, and he knew he was on the right track, so he was very excited about that. So how about that? You never know. Love it.
That's great. That's fantastic.
Dawn Veer, CEO of Nutrisystem. We'll talk to you again soon on America Tonight. Thanks.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Best way to get a hold of us here on America Tonight, if you don't punch in these digits at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. The question is, Rand Paul versus Ted Cruz, two in the race already. Which one do you think trumps the other? Because that's what it's about. Only one man is left standing in the end, or one woman, as it were. But it doesn't seem as though any women are going to run on the Republican side. It may be Hillary versus the Republicans, because what Democrats are going to declare, there may be a few, but so far there's rumblings, but nothing of significance to report. So the Republicans certainly have the spotlight when they're declaring for president. Hillary Clinton should declare in the next week and a half. And then we'll see what that looks like in the polls. Many of you, of course, as always, had a few things to say to throw in about politics and some other things as well, kind of a mixed bag. So let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Harry, who says, "Hello, Kate Delaney. I have to tell you that nothing was more sickening than to hear some of those details about the mass grave of soldiers in Iraq and the fact that Tikrit was just a war zone beyond belief as they were massacred by ISIS. Yeah, I'll tell you, they were saying 1,700, maybe more. They don't know the exact amount, but they've got forensic teams in Tikrit, and they're exhuming the bodies from the graves that they think are just hundreds and hundreds that were killed by ISIS last year. Can you imagine what that would be like for those families? I mean, just multiply that number, and it is very, very creepy. I saw I saw soldiers in bags that were laying out, and they had the Iraqi flag on them, and it was a lot. There were a lot of bags. So the exact number they don't know, but we know that number is rather high. There was one other comment about that from Dick, who says, I think we need to cut off the heads of ISIS. Although that sounds like an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth kind of scenario that would never really happen. Something has to be done to stop these barbarians in their tracks. Well, I agree with that. I mean, what do you do to stop ISIS? The answer is bomb every one of the lot of them just out of the area. It's awful what they've done to some people. It's awful what they've done to a few innocent Americans and so on down the line, Brits, and everywhere they go, leaving a path of destruction. And they posted some pretty graphic images online that showed gunmen massacring just tons of soldiers after loading them onto flatbed trucks and forcing them to lay face down in the shallow ditch, their arms tied behind their backs. Then they had videos that showed guys with masks bringing the soldiers to bloodstained concrete, you know, at a river waterfront inside the palaces in Tikrit, shooting them in the head and throwing them into the Tigris River. So Iraqi forces and Shiite militias eventually, thank goodness, succeeded in retaking Tikrit from the Islamic State. It was helped by us, the U.S., with the airstrikes. But the sad news is what they found. And whether it was 500 or 1,800, it doesn't matter. It's just too many people. So the Islamic State is still finding a way to threaten. At least you think that they've kind of gone quiet. They haven't. Anything but quiet. All right, moving along. This one from Jake in Austin. He says, hello, America Tonight. And Kate, I don't know if you saw it or not, but there was this epic religious film on Sunday called AD. And I got so pulled into that, Kate, but I have to tell you, it was so worth watching. You know, it's funny you say that because Roma Downey and Mark Brunette are the creators of that AD, and they wanted to do, you know, she's really religious, and she wanted to do something that came after. She didn't want to have, you know, the same Old Testament Bible stories told. She wanted to go for the AD, and he agreed. And so, if, in case you don't know who Mark Brunette is, think of reality television and Celebrity Apprentice for one, and so many other huge hits, Survivor. And they've been married for over a decade, and they've had a few other programs they put together, but this one promises to be really big. The ratings through the roof. And I did happen to see it, and I thought it was well done. I thought the sets were unbelievable, and let's see how it unfolds in the next 11 weeks, because it's a 12-week run. How about this one from Bob, who says, Kate, it's getting scary out there with all this hacking of computers. I just read somewhere where Russian hackers breached the White House. Yeah, I guess they got in somehow and were able to get sensitive parts of the White House computer. Well, that's not good anytime you say that. Sensitive parts of any computer. But they have been able to penetrate the system. the good news is the hack didn't get access to classified material. Oh, gee. But they were still able to see sensitive information like non-public details of the president's schedule. There's a reason for that, of course. And they managed to get into the State Department computers and tricked an employee into giving up information that gave them a backdoor into the White House system, eventually into the Oval Office. So were they working for the Russian government, or was there something more here? I mean, I don't know. But I think it's pretty frightening, to be honest, that they were able to hoodwink someone and they got that far. Wow. Remember, if you want to send your thoughts to me, you can certainly do that 24/7, americatonight.net. Abraham says, hi, Kate Delaney. I am so glad I have to tell you that March Madness is over. Good for you. You didn't mention it too much, but I do not care that Duke won for the fifth time. I do not care that they played with freshmen. I do not care that half the world fills out brackets. I don't care, don't care, don't care. All my buddies for the last 3 weeks, that's all they've been talking about. And I was so happy to see Duke win because I was happy to see the game wrap up and not have to deal with it again for the rest of the year. Sadly, you are not alone in that opinion. There are a lot of people who are tired of the March Madness. So they call it March Madness. And you fill up the brackets usually early and then you have to sit and wait and wait and see what happens. And that's what it turned into, a wait and wait and wait and see game. Absolutely. Absolutely. Crazy. All right, so I think I have time to squeeze in a couple more. This one from Cherry, who says, Kate, why do you think that only Hillary Clinton will run on the Democratic side? How about Joe Biden? And how about the former governor of Maryland? His name has been mentioned. Wouldn't it be better for the Democrats to have someone more than Hillary as an alternative, if nothing else, to go through the election process? Well, yeah, it would be great to have somebody that runs and have a group of people that could be even competitive. It's much more balanced and interesting when you have both sides that are flush with talent. But because it's a foregone conclusion and they're practically handing the keys of the kingdom to Hillary Clinton, why would you oppose that? You know, it's like if somebody said, hey, Kate, you have a great personality and you have some wonderful ideas. Why don't you run and we'll try to help you. We'll get the word out. And you just travel all around the country and burn up that shoe leather and shake those hands, kiss those babies. And, oh, by the way, here's somebody else who we're really backing. I mean, the whole thing can be so, it's frustrating, I guess is the best way to put it. It could be so frustrating. And I think that's what you see there more than probably anything. All right, finally, this one. Doctors for German pilots are saying that they want medical tests. That was a big story that came out in light of what happened with the pilot. So we had Hal who wrote us, Kate, I don't know if you remember me. I've been on the show once before, a very long time ago, talking about pilots as I am a trained pilot. And I can't believe that they didn't have pilots undergoing any kind of medical checks, especially anything that was a little bit extensive. I think now that that crash of German wings happened in the French Alps, killing all those people on board after all the legal challenges, you'll see something will shake out there and definitely, definitely change. Definitely. All right, let's try to squeeze in one more quickly. Sam says, Kate, high fives all the way around to the people of Indianapolis. I was in Indy for the hoop finishes, and I have to tell you, the thing that impressed me the most was the cool people who live in Indiana and how gracious they were about pointing us in a direction when we missed a turn and telling us where we needed to be and where we needed to go. Well, somebody had to take charge, right? All right, thanks to everybody who sent me an email. If you didn't hear yours, don't worry. We cycle back again or send me another one. americatonight.net.
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Somebody asked about AD, saying they saw it, and I mentioned that I had seen it, too. I was really curious to see how they were going to pull that off. And I'll tell you, a lot of people were watching it. So how do they do in the ratings? AD is, with the ratings, I want to say, double digits. They scored in the double digits. It's on NBC, so for NBC, and they did a setup, I think. I didn't see this, but they did a setup to it airing, talking about, what was happening and why they did it and all that kind of stuff. So AD got 9.5 million viewers, that's pretty high. 9.5. I'll give you an example. Also on Sunday night, different time slot, but 60 Minutes, 7.7 million. Close would be a show called Madam Secretary with Tia Leone. and that was $9.1 million. Another show I'm going to give you comparisons, The Good Wife, 7.8 million viewers. So how about that? When you look at AD, that is huge to debut at 9 o'clock Eastern to a 2.3 rating and 9.5 million viewers. That is really, really high. Really high. That's a big demo. And it was the highest across the board that I could find of any show. Of any show that was the highest rated. So there is definitely an audience for that. I don't think it's a shocker. And when you have someone like Mark Burnett producing it, you know, they just went all out. I mean, they went all out as far as the sets and the way they did this. And they've got 11 more weeks. So watching how it appeals in the next 11 weeks will be interesting, because will they continue to see the interest peaked and people stay with it, or new people come into it? Will they see it spike up, or does it trend downward a little bit? I think it's going to stay around the same, maybe spike, but I don't know that it's going to spike a lot lower. I really believe they're on to something here, and certainly they know that there is interest. There was an audience. There was an audience for the Bible. There would be an audience for this. It's new and it's different, and it's not what we have what we've seen in the past. Even Roma Downey, I read somewhere where she said, "Why don't we have anything AD? Why not tackle that?" And so that's exactly, I think, what part of that was about. Let's tackle it, because nobody's doing that. Nobody's doing that. All right, I like to call this segment Odds and Ends. And the reason I do is because of stuff like that. Little tidbits of information that you might not hear if we just continue to beat the path on Rand Paul throws in and Ted Cruz, and which I think is important, and you can certainly weigh in on that, 855-266-5283. But the buzz in the land is over a couple of different things, too, and I think that was absolutely of huge significance. And how about this? This story is really rather sad. We just saw the Final Four wrap up, where Duke won yet another championship, beating Wisconsin. Some people are grumbling about the officiating, but Duke wins it. They hoist the trophy, woohoo, and everybody moves on. But the Illinois State assistant basketball coach and assistant AD were killed in a plane crash. This is awful, because, you know, you have the team there, the whole team there. So the associate men's basketball head coach was Torrey Ward, and the deputy director of athletics, Aaron Leach. Following a plane crash just outside of Bloomington, Illinois, late on Monday night. According to what they're saying at Illinois State, there were about 7 people killed in this strange accident. The plane that they were in was very close to Bloomington. Very, very close. And just didn't make it. So now they're investigating as to what happened there. And Ward had been on the Illinois State coaching staff since 2012, originally starting as an assistant before being promoted to the associate head coach right before 2014-2015. So they went to the championship game in Indy between Duke and Wisconsin. They were coming back after that, and that's what happened. That is very, very sad. And then there were others on that plane, too. So was there? They're talking about the fact that there was cloud cover, and how low was the cloud cover, and that could have been part of it. But they don't have an official release, and that makes sense, because they have to have time to investigate it. And I don't know if you noticed or not, but sneaking in a sports moment here, the regular season has begun in Major League Baseball. It has begun, and there have been some interesting trends. Actually, it doesn't matter to follow the trends, I think, early going. Atlanta did smash Miami 12-2. And then you had a squeaker of a game between Arizona and San Francisco. Arizona by a run in that game, 7-6. And bouncing around, San Diego beats the Dodgers 6-3. One of the cool things about the baseball season, I think, is that it is so long and it marks so many different events in our lives, if we even pay a little bit of attention to the great game of baseball. And it's a marathon, not a sprint. And as much as we want to make it a sprint, it's not a sprint. Somebody told me one time, it's not about the destination, it's about the journey. So if you're on one of those journeys where it's a little shaky, just think about it. Just keep going, because you'll get out of there. Definitely. Just remember that that's what happens. There's a little of this and a little of that. And even if people seem like they're not ever going through anything like that, you can bet they are. Meaning you look around at somebody else, you say, wow, they just have it all. Usually there's something else that might not outwardly show, but something that you catch that's a little bit different. And, you know, in mentioning college hoop, the NBA became the first pro U.S. league to visit Cuba since order to restore relations was thrown down. And there are more and more Americans, by the way, who are finding themselves in Cuba. So they're talking about Airbnbs, and they're allowing them there. If there's no room, people come over and they want to stay somewhere, you can do the Airbnb thing. And in the States, boy, that can mean some pretty good money. And I would imagine if there's limited rooms in some of the big hotels, well, then what are you going to do? So that solves a problem. So the NBA becoming the first professional sports league to visit Cuba since Obama ordered diplomatic relations between the two countries be restored. And I looked at the list and I saw that they're going to have a 4-day development camp and host some clinics for some young people. And they hired Steve Nash, who just, you know, retired from professional basketball. The guy had a 19-year career in the top 10 for all-time assists. That means you are passing to your teammates, dishing the ball. Can you imagine? Woohoo! Thanks for listening to this version of America Tonight.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.